Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address an interesting question that came in. Mm-hmm. Typically, if you want to file a complaint about someone at work, you go to the HR, right? Mm-hmm. But where do you go when you're having trouble with the person who runs HR? Mm. So our question comes from an individual facing that dilemma.
Oh boy, that sounds complicated. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, let's just read that question.
What would you suggest when you want to file a complaint or report to the HR person, but it is the HR person you want to file or report a complaint about? Would you go to the owner? In my situation, the owner doesn't want to hear about it because the HR person walks on water in their eyes.
Ooh, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah, that's really a problem. I mean, we've talked about this before, about HR departments. You know, what is their role? And they actually have a pretty important role, but it's not always the role of discipline or helping you out with people. But if HR is the problem, you definitely have to go to someone who's in a higher position than you.
Yeah.
And honestly, if that person isn't going to help you, then you can't, you have no one to go to.
Right.
Then really what you have to do is figure out how you function around that person. I don't know what the problem is or what this HR person did. I wish there was more to the question.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I think we've come across situations like this before, and I know this seems so obvious, but I'm just going to say HR stands for human resources for anyone who might have a question about that. But I remember specifically working with a company where the HR person either was not timely in terms of explaining benefits or getting people onto the health insurance properly, those basic components of HR. Mm-hmm. And it is a tricky thing if the leadership isn't willing to step in. So, I mean, I was thinking, is the COO of this company, do they have any sway? Could they help in any way?
Yeah, somebody who's an authority, that's who I would find. If there was anyone above you who you could possibly go to, and the advice from that person might be, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to see if there's somebody there. Or even if a group of you can band together. If several people are having this problem, and then you could all go to the owner together.
That's a great idea.
Maybe. It depends.
Power in numbers.
Sometimes.
Well, also, numbers break denial, right? As we've seen most recently in a number of fronts. That when more, if it's just a single person who complains, then it could be seen as an exception. When it's several people who have the same complaint, then it's a trend. So I think that's a very smart way to go. And you're right. We'd have to know more about what are the specific. This could be just a personality conflict of the person who's asking this question, right? That somehow they don't like the HR person, the HR person doesn't like them.
Right.
It's hard to know what the problem is.
Yeah.
But I mean, typically HR doesn't help you with problems anyway, so I wouldn't even think that that would be the person you'd go to. You'd got to go to someone else anyway.
Well, you also may, so let's say the head of the company loves the HR person and the COO can't do anything and no one feels like they can do anything, then or the owner. So then the next thing would be to hire a coach. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you to work out whatever it is that you're upset about.
Yeah. And to find out, really consider your strategies. I think the problem in a situation like this is that if you don't feel safe talking to anyone about your concerns, then you really do feel like you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So outside assistance may be required.
Yeah. And maybe outside assistance can help you see that there's really nothing you can do, or that the problem is fairly normal. You know, they can neutralize it potentially for you or give you some solutions on how to handle this person, because it may be very big in your mind, but it may not actually be.
Right, maybe minimal thing.
Yeah. Or it may just be a reaction you're having that you know, you need to work on. You need to work on your own reaction. So it may not be that big.
It's interesting. I'm just remembering now when I was a recruiter for the Peace Corps, I had a butt heads with a person in HR.
And
it wasn't easy because they were very protected. And so what I ended up doing, Kathy, I'm just laughing because I was thinking of your great solution to many situations is to bring them food. I ended up bringing the HR.
Do I say that really?
for bonding, connecting with people. It's a very good idea, and especially this time of year, it happens a lot. But what I was told to do in this case, because the HR person had the power to withhold, you know, reimbursement for me and to put me on a fast or slow track, I basically had to woo the person, you know, be super nice to them. I brought her, she happened to like cookies, brought her cookies, and, you know, tried to melt the icy front that I experienced with her.
You know, there's many ways that you can repair a relationship. Food is only one. Even though Catherine thinks I do it all the time. I mean, there's a lot of things. Paying somebody a compliment, maybe even apologizing for some past problem that might have happened.
Asking for their advice sometimes.
Right.
Or their opinion about a certain situation.
Yeah,
so that's it. So what we're saying here is if it is the HR person, first you want to see if there's anyone else in a higher position who can help you with this situation. If that's not the case, you may need to go for outside guidance in terms of handling the situation. And at the end of the day, you may also have to do some peacemaking activities yourself with the HR person to improve the situation.
We're just going to take a quick commercial break, and if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2, A-S-K-K, and the number 2.
Also, if you want to get on our email list, you can now text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's 22828, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show talking about who you should go to in your company when you have a problem. Who do you determine? How do you determine, how do you determine who the best person is to help you?
That's such a great question.
Yeah.
It is.
How do you determine?
I mean, you know, I don't remember really going to anyone for help. I usually went to a peer and we just chewed the fat about it. And then I felt better because, you know, you're not going to like everybody.
Right.
You know, it's not your friends, not your family, which you don't like everyone there either. But, you know, it's the workplace and it's not really about liking everybody. It's about working together and respecting, you know, each person. So. It depends. I mean, it really depends who you're going to go to. It's always great to have a sponsor or a mentor in a company that you can go to talk about things that seem upsetting to you, just to get a perspective from someone who's been around for a while.
Yeah, what I was going to say, two things come to mind for me about this question of how do you determine the best person to help you? Who do you go to if you need help or help, you know, help solving a problem? And the, so the first thing I thought about is, well, you really want to know how the culture works, right? Because we do know a few organizations where the HR department is helpful if you've got either a very difficult boss or a coworker who's not treating you well, whatever the case is. Those are fairly rare. But if you know that your culture is like that, then you can use that resource. The other thing I was thinking about, Kathy and Logan, was the the whole thing that we talk about in Working With You is killing me, which is the sort of treat yourself first, you know, attend, unhook from whatever it is that's going on first so that you can see what kind of help you actually need, right? So let's say someone is, I really can't stand my coworker because they keep undermining me or taking my ideas, taking credit for my ideas. Instead of kind of charging in and either confronting them or telling on them to someone else, what I may want to do is unhook, right? So calm my system down, think about my options, figure out what I want to say and who I want to say it to, and enlist support after I've got that much lined up.
Yeah, I think it's important to have someone who's been in the workplace longer than you.
In
general, whether it's an old family friend or a sibling or a parent or just someone in the company who, you know, has been around for a while, just to kind of ask that person for advice, if you could ask for advice now and then. And again, that's a sponsor or a mentor. I've had some of my clients have bad experiences where people say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't have the time for that. And then I've had, you know, some people, they embrace the idea and want to help. So sometimes it's good to have that person outside of the company. So it could even be somebody you know through whatever fellowship you belong to or a religious association. It could just be somebody who is there to listen to you when you're having workplace dilemmas that, you know, can listen. As somebody who has some experience, though, in the workplace and give you some insight.
But I think actually that's so the qualities that we're talking about is someone who's in some ways slightly removed from the situation. The other piece is has some wisdom and experience to draw on. And the third piece that they should not be is in any way in competition with you.
Right.
So you don't, and we talk about that again in all of our books, that there could be someone who is competitive with you who acts as if they want to help you or want to solve your problem. And yet if you in, you know, if you admit whatever it is that's going on or confide in them, that person may also misuse the information. Specifically, I'm thinking of the calculating confidant that we talked about.
They can sabotage you once they know what your weakness is, or they can use it against you in many ways.
So how do you figure that out? Who's a safe person to confide in?
Well, I think, you know, it does need to be somebody who's either outside of your department or outside of the company.
Okay, so that's a good distinction. Outside of the department, outside of the company.
In the industry would be good. If you can't find that. You know, that's why I always want people to be involved in their industry associations, where they can meet people at other companies and have some confidential conversations.
And I would suggest, rather than waiting until you're in the emergency room to look for a doctor, so in the emergency room to look for a mentor, it'd be great to just go into any of those associations or any event looking for who might be a mentor to me, who might be a guide.
I think that the people that really rise to the top, the really successful people, do have a mentor, somebody who helped them along the way. There may be many people that helped them along the way.
Interesting. All right. So
didn't you have that?
I have had several. And actually, I was thinking specifically doing the Peace Corps, because that's such an unusual situation where you're living with a family, you're on a remote island, and there's very little contact. I remember identifying the person who was actually Panapayan, but I knew he was a safe advisor for me. And I remember that I would go into town on the back of a pickup truck once a month and just check in with this guy and say, here are the things that are happening. Tell me how to handle them. So, yeah. How about you? You've had some mentors?
Yeah. My father was my mentor for many years. Not everybody has that. And then over the years, I've had different bosses. I've always had people that, I mean, later it would be a whole bunch of people. You know, but like we were very lucky with our agent. Our literary agent was such a great mentor.
She was, yes.
And she would teach us a lot of things.
And our editor as well.
Our editors have been great mentors. So we were lucky in that. I mean, there were times I wish I had more, like, you know, with other aspects of my business. But So, and I tend to mentor. I usually have somebody I'm mentoring or a couple so that, I don't know, I think that people need it.
And you enjoy it.
I do.
And you, I'm sure you learn things through that process as well from your mentee.
No.
No?
No, I don't. It's definitely a one-way street, but I like that. I like being able to mentor and people succeeding, to watch young people succeed, is, especially women. It's really exciting.
Well, and there's that saying of, you know, you get it by giving it away. There's great satisfaction.
Another way. Right.
Yeah, there's great satisfaction in assisting in that way. Mm-hmm. Logan, have you ever had a mentor?
I've had a couple, like in high school and then a couple through college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people that gave me letters of recommendation down the line. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So you need
important.
That. It's really important to have that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So again, I'm just going to repeat some of the basic things we're talking about. When you're talking about who you should go to in your company when you have a problem, we're saying that it should be someone who's a little older and wiser, has more experience, is somewhat removed from your direct line, so not in your department, not someone who you're reporting to, and is someone who can serve as somewhat as a guide or a mentor to you. And it could be outside of the company altogether. It could be from an association. It could be a family member who you really respect who has some wisdom to relay. Mm-hmm. We're saying that your peers exactly the same age and same experience may not be the best guides.
Yeah. Right.
Given a situation. So it's always good to have that fresh perspective and objective look. All right. Tweet us your stories to AskKate2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.